Here we go, Sacred Heart. Let's go, boys. Try Zach. You're back on defense.
That is the voice of Jack Ravitz pumping the team up before a game against St. Francis University. Jack is one of the three team managers for the Sacred Heart men's basketball team.
My name is Jack Ravitz. I am a senior and graduating this May in 2021. And I've been the manager for the men's basketball team at Sacred Heart since my sophomore year, the beginning of the sophomore season. So 3 years now.
There are many more tasks than one might think that goes into the everyday routine of being a manager on a Division I college basketball team.
There's three of us. It's me, Brian Rice, and Tamori. We call him T. When it's practice, we'll normally have need help in doing the clock and the scoreboard. We'll film practices. And then, you know, obviously on towels, we'll be, you know, when a guy falls down, we'll have someone on towel. Games are different. Games are food orders, the biggest thing, where, you know, pregame meal and postgame meal.
Being a manager is it's definitely a job that comes with a lot of different responsibilities. It's a kind of a job where you have to wear multiple hats, making sure the scoreboard's set up, making sure that the filming equipment to film practice every day set up, basically moving and managing a lot of equipment. Making sure the practice court is set up.
That is Brian Rice, a junior at Sacred Heart and one of the other managers on the basketball team. Brian had a lot of praise for Jack and the work in which they both put in to help complete the daily tasks for the Sacred Heart basketball team.
Life would be really hard if Jack wasn't around. Even more than being a good worker and always being reliable about being there, he's literally been one of my best friends since the day he joined the squad. Every single day that he could be there, he's there.
Let's go, boys.
On road trips, some teams have alarm clocks, and others, like Sacred Heart, they have team managers.
Yeah, wake-up calls, I'd say. So when we're on the road, it's myself, Brian, and T's job to go room by room, waking up all the players. Normally, the players love us, and they're awesome, but I think at that moment, they're not thrilled to see us because they know they got to get up sometimes at like 7 a.m., 8 a.m.
One interesting task assigned to the managers, as simple as changing shoelaces, proved to be a bit challenging for Jack Ravitz.
Jack's a great manager because he'll never down a job. I love Jack, but one of his not strong points is changing shoelaces. We were tasked with changing all the shoelaces out of all the players and coaches and then ourselves. And Jack could not change a pair of shoelaces. Like he could not. So he did it for like probably 15 or 20 minutes and just could not get these shoelaces out and in. Jack's got a lot of talents, which changing shoelaces definitely isn't one of them.
Let's go. There we go. Big stop here.
The behind the scenes work of the managers plays a large role in the team's success. And it is a great feeling for Jack and the other managers when they see the team have success on the court.
Memories have been endless the last 3 years. I'll remember them forever. I'm so grateful for Sacred Heart basketball. I would say what stands out the most was the playoff win last year in the quarterfinals against Mount St. Mary's. First, it was EJ's dunk, which was number one on SportsCenter. First playoff win, I think, in like 10 years maybe. And it kind of was just a tribute to like the success we've had the last 2 years. And it felt right because we had done so many good things the last 2 years with this group, and it felt like it paid off.
As for Ravitz, this will be his final season behind the bench as one of the team managers, but the journey has been a great one for Jack.
Unfortunately, I won't be behind the bench with the Sacred Heart team anymore, which I'll miss every day. I'll miss the coaches. I'll miss the players. It's been so much fun these last 3 years, and I'm forever grateful for the coaching staff at Sacred Heart and all the players these last 3 years for really welcoming me and letting me be a part of the team.
Reporting from Fairfield, Connecticut, I'm Anthony Ciccone.